You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. I'm Molly Wood, in for Lizzie O'Leary. This next story is a story about an exit. Don't worry, I don't mean Brexit. But it's also about what happened after the exit. See, the ride-hailing companies Uber and Lyft recently left the city of Austin. That departure came after voters upheld local regulations that required drivers for those companies to be fingerprinted as part of their background checks. Uber and Lyft said they can't operate that way, and they rolled on out of town. In the weeks since, other ride-hailing companies have rushed in, 10 of them to be exact, none of whom seem to have a problem with the fingerprinting thing. Each has its own phone app and fleet of cars, and as Audrey McGlinchey from NPR member station KUT tells us, this land grab is making for a crowded market.
All right, so I'm outside my local Y, and I need a ride home. So I'm going to open my phone. I have Fare, Fasten, Wings, Ride Austin, InstaRide, and Scoop Me. I'm going to try Fare. I'm going to pull this one up. Just click on it. I sat 10 minutes in the hot Texas sun before my air-conditioned savior in a Prius pulled up.
Hey, Robert?
Yes.
Hey, Audrey. Nice to meet you.
Robert Gonzalez, who tells me he goes by Bobby, is friendly, but not exactly a talker. I prod him with questions. Does he drive full-time? No. He's got a full-time job as a semiconductor technician. But about a year ago, he started driving part-time for Uber and Lyft. So where does that extra money go?
I have 3 college kids, so that's pretty much my ride-sharing money goes to.
When Uber and Lyft left town, Gonzalez wasn't too worried. Driving was not his main source of cash.
But I do worry about most of the drivers that I know that are relying on this full-time.
For those drivers, it was touch and go for a few weeks. But then the newcomers rolled into town.
My name is Michael Leto. I'm the CEO of Fare.
Leto's a risk taker. Even though his company had only been operating in Phoenix for 9 weeks, he was carefully eyeing the vote in Austin. Polls closed on a Saturday night. It was clear by Sunday morning that voters had upheld the fingerprint regulation. Leto went to bed that night, unsure what Uber and Lyft would decide to do.
When I woke up, I, you know, went onto the apps. I dropped a pin in Austin, and both apps said, you know, we are no longer serving the city of Austin. That day at about 12:30, I got on a flight. I was here at about 4:45 p.m.
Leto set up a temporary office at a hotel, and the next day was at City Hall signing up for a license. The following week, Fare was cleared to operate, and within 2 weeks, almost 2,000 drivers had signed up.
There wasn't going to be an opportunity like this in the country, and we just jumped on it as fast as we could.
That's because what had happened in the Austin market was unusual. Companies had created demand both among customers and drivers and then suddenly left. Leto says Fare now has 6,000 drivers. That's compared to Uber's estimated 10,000 drivers. But remember, they're not the only players in this exit tale. Leto with Fare was the first, but many others have pulled up behind him. Like this guy, Vlad Kristoff.
I'm a co-founder and chief operating officer at Fasten.
2 months ago, Fasten was only operating in Boston. But then
Austin happened. Plan was to move to other markets quickly, and Austin was on the list. But it wasn't second. What happened here, however, changed things, and Austin became the second market.
Kristoff won't reveal how many drivers have signed up with Fasten, but contends the company is doing well here. At least 8 other companies have swooped in, becoming part of what feels like a ride-hail gold rush. The city's been plastered with flyers, competing logos, crowd driver windshields. I've seen one with 3 of them. But Kristoff isn't fazed by the competition.
We believe that this is not a winner-take-all type of market. We believe in competition. I mean, it keeps everybody honest. We compete for both drivers and riders at the same time with everybody else. So we encourage competition. You know, the more the merrier, actually.
But Leto with Fare says, nah, he's come here to dominate the market.
We're going to rise to the top.
When the time comes, the rest will fall away.
When the cream does rise to the top, you know, the others are, you know, probably going to have to pull out, and that's not going to be our company.
No doubt some will fail. But in the meantime, these ride-hailing companies will continue to duke it out. Eventually, it'll be up to the customers to decide who makes it big in Texas. In Austin, I'm Audrey McGlinchey for Marketplace.